And it's time for the boys, Putnam County and Canton, here on KMEM Radio. Our game is brought to you by Unionville Republican Weekly Newspaper, Putnam County State Bank, their member FDIC, an equal housing lender, Putnam County R1 Schools, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, and by Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, located just north of Memphis. With the call of this ball game, just like the last one, what a coincidence, huh? KMEM Sports Director Donnie Middleton.
Thank you, Mark, and welcome back, everybody, to Putnam County High School. It's the boys' turn. The Canton Tigers coming in with a record of 13-11, and the Putnam County Mavericks coming in with a record of 15-10. And let's take a look at the starting lineups. First four, Canton, it'll be Caleb Cox, a junior, Evan Burbridge, a senior, Zach Sparrow, a junior, Weston Brewer, a sophomore, and Kyle Frazier, a senior. So Caleb Cox, Evan Burbridge, Zach Sparrow, Weston Brewer, and Kyle Frazier. Again, the Tigers, 13-11, and coached by Dalton Armentrout. For Putnam County, it'll be Carter Simmons, a junior, Lane Perkins, a senior, Chase Tomlin, a senior, Owen Ream, a junior, and Trace Reeser, a junior. So Carter Simmons, Lane Perkins, Chase Tomlin, Owen Ream, Trace Reeser. The Midgets 15-10 and coached by Kyle Fleischman. And, of course, there goes the Whites. So we're just kind of listening to Drew Gerber, the PA announcer. Kent boys have already been introduced. They're standing in the middle of the court. And here comes Carter Simmons. And here comes Lane Perkins. And then Chase Tomlin. Chase Tomlin, the seven players coming over and high-fiving Dalton Armentrout. Then they go back, run back across the floor, all the little kids, and they high-five all the little kids there from one end of the gym to the other. So Trace Reediger was the last one, Owen Ream, and then Trace Reediger. And we're set to play basketball in this boys' game. Last time these two teams met was at the La Plata tournament just about a week or so ago. And they had Putnam County didn't have Trace Reediger, and they pretty well got thumped by the Canton Tigers. Well, Trace Reediger is back, and they're playing on their home floor. So we'll see if that makes a difference or not, as Kyle Frazier at 6'9", will jump center against Trace Reediger, and he's about 6'2 or 3. Ball is up. This is controlled by Putnam County. Lane Perkins gives it to Owen Ream, back to Perkins. Perkins, no-look pass inside to Reediger. Reediger wasn't looking for it either, and it's stolen away by Caleb Cox. Cox gives the ball to Sparrow on the left wing. Now Burbridge has the top of the key. Underneath to Kyle Frazier, reverse layup and got it. 2 points for Frazier. Perkins gives it to Ream on the right wing. Now Perkins between the two circles to Chase Tomlin on the left wing. High post to Reediger. Ream, top of the key. Reediger gets Frazier in the air, puts it off glass and got it. 2 points for Trace Reediger. Frazier by Putnam County. Burbridge gets it over to Brewer. To Sparrow. Sparrow takes it right to the hoop, a high off the glass and got it. 2 points for Zach Sparrow. Perkins brings it across the timeline. Now Ream will try a three. No good off the right wing. Burbridge off the rebound. Outlet to Sparrow, stolen away by Ream. Ream with the left hand. Is it going to count? It went down. It should count. Basket will count. So Burbridge will pick up the foul. Ream has the two, trying to complete the three-point play. Tied at four. Shot up, got it. So 1 point, Putnam County lead 5-4. Frazier again by the Midgets. Cox to Sparrow. As a whistle and a foul, and the foul's going to be on Lane Perkins. So Blaine Perkins picks up the foul. That's his first. Burbridge will inbound on the far sideline. Gets it to Caleb Cox. As Cox will bring it across the timeline, finds Farrell on the left wing. He'll dribble out to the top of the key, bounce past the Burbridge. At the top of the key now, Frazier. Inside it goes to Brewer. Put up a shot, blocked. Brewer got it back, put it back up, blocked again. And Riediger off the rebound. Gets it to Perkins. Perkins to Riediger. Riediger underneath Carter Simmons. Now Ream for three. No good. And Ream walked with it. So Frazier again by Putnam County. This time Preston Brewer will inbound. Brewer looks for somebody, gets it into Burbridge, and stolen away by Ream. Ream takes it to the hoop, missed the shot, tip bot, no good. Now Riediger tried it, missed it, but a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Farrell, that's his first. Chris Riediger will be at the line, he has two looking for three. 5-4, Putnam County. With the early lead is Riediger's first free throw up, missed it. Left it short. 6:14 left to play in the first quarter. Student section still on their feet across the way. Riediger's the next one up, got him, no good. And Brewer comes off with the rebound, gets it out to Sparrow. Sparrow bounces ahead to Burbridge on the right wing. Down the right block, Brewer puts the shot up, blocked. But a whistle and a foul of maybe on Carter Simmons. Nope. They're going to call it on Riediger. So Trace Riediger picks up his first foul. And Brewer at the line to shoot a pair. Looking for his first point. Shot up. Got it. Justin Brewer with 1 point. Now we're tied at five as Brewer. One looking for two. Eyes it, fires it, and got it. 2 points for Brewer, and it's 6-5. Canton with the lead. Perkins brings it across the timeline. Tomlin on the left wing. To Ream, top of the key. Now Tomlin on the left wing. Back to Ream. Inside it goes to Riediger. Kicks it back out in the corner to Tomlin. Inside to Riediger. Riediger puts the shot up. Blocked by Frazier. And Sparrow comes away with it. Yes, Sparrow to the top of the key. Bounce past to Cox on the left wing. Back to Sparrow. Sparrow bounce past to Burbridge off the right wing for three. Bullseye! Evan Burbridge at three off the right wing. 9-5. Canton with the lead. Ream has it on the right wing. Gets it back out to Tomlin. Now Perkins. Kicks the ball off to Simmons. Simmons takes it in the paint. Fall away 10-footer. No good. Frazier with a rebound. Outlet goes to Burbridge. Burbridge takes it right to the hoop. Lays it up. Missed it. And Owen Ream comes off the rebound. As Ream will bring it across the timeline. Ream. Whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Caleb Cox. So Cox picks up the foul. That's his first. Perkins checks out, and Braden McReynolds checks in for Putnam County as Ream will inbound. Tried to get it in to Tomlin, stolen away by Sparrow. Back Sparrow across the timeline, behind the back dribble. Cox for three on the way, bullseye! Caleb Cox off the left wing makes it 12-5 as Ream. That's passing McReynolds back to Ream from the free throw line. 15-footer, splash. 5 points for Ream. And now Cox with the basketball knocked away by Ream. Almost picked up by McReynolds as Mason Morris will check in. Chase Tomlin will check out. Cox gets it in to Burbridge. To the top of the key now. Cox, another wide-open three. This one no good. And Mason Morris off the rebound. Morris will bring it across the timeline. McReynolds will try a three. No good. Way off the mark. Brewer runs down the rebound. Gets it out to Cox. Ahead it goes to Burbridge on the left wing to Cox. Brewer. Now Burbridge for three. Bullseye! And he does a foul. As a foul is going to be on Wade McReynolds. That's his first. So Burbridge got the three. That's six for him. At the line to try to complete the four-point play. Six looking for seven. Eyes it, fires it, and got it. 7 points for Evan Burbridge, 16-7. Canton with the lead. Owen Ream will bring the ball across the timeline to Morris between the two circles, the McReynolds. Back to Morris. He'll try three on the way. Off the heel of the rim, no good. Rebound tipped out. And again tipped out. He missed a little five-footer. And an outlet pass run down in the corner by Burbridge. So I had to get it inside to Brewer. Ball's kicked out of bounds as Cooper Hornaday will check in for the Midgets. Carter Simmons checks out. Brewer will inbound underneath his own basket. 3:33 left to play in the first quarter. Brewer gets the ball to Sparrow in the right corner. Now Burbridge on the deep right wing. Over to Cox. High post goes to Brewer. Brewer gets it to Sparrow. Sparrow drives the baseline. Reverse layup. Missed it. And a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Brewer. So Preston Brewer picks up the foul. That's his first. As in the ball game for Canton will come Drew Gottman. Sparrow and Caleb Cox both set down. As also Oliver checks in. Trace Riediger with the basketball takes down the left lane. To Ream, long, three on the way, no good. And Burbridge comes out with the rebound, a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Braden McReynolds. That's his second. Blaine Perkins will check back in for Putnam County. And McReynolds will set down with two personal fouls. So Gottman with the basketball gives it back to Burbridge. Burbridge to Gottman on the deep left wing. Gottman kicks it over to Oliver. Caden Oliver with the basketball. Now he lost it. Stolen away by Blaine Perkins. Gets it head to Ream. Ream jumps off in the paint. Morris will try three. Bullseye. Mason Morris makes it 16-7. Caden Oliver in a double team. Gets it out to Gottman. And Gottman airmails a pass over the head of Brewer. 2:30 left to play in the first quarter. 16-10. Canton with the lead. Putnam with the basketball. Perkins to Morris. Morris drives the left baseline. Kicks it out to Ream. Quick three on the way. No good. Gottman gets it head to Oliver. Oliver puts the shot up. Off glass, off balance and everything. Nice shot by Caden Oliver. As two. Come the other way. Hornaday put up a shot, missed it, but Riediger there to follow it up. 4 points for Trace Riediger. Gottman with the basketball to a double team, gets it to Oliver between the two circles. As Oliver between the two circles gets it to Burbridge at the top of the key. Underneath a lob pass intended for Brewer as Riediger actually caught it, but he went out of bounds. As in the ball game will come Tyler Frazier, and Kyle Frazier will set down. So Brewer underneath his own basket to inbound. Looks for somebody. Kicks it back out to Oliver between the two circles. Oliver to Brewer. Dotted line. Puts a shot up. Missed it. And Riediger off of the rebound. Riediger to Blaine Perkins. To Ream. As Ream, no look pass inside to Riediger. Hornaday puts the shot up. Now Riediger tried it, partially blocked by Brewer, and Tyler Frazier comes away with it. Oliver, top of the key. Burbridge for three, in and out, no good. Tip up, no good. Riediger comes away with it. Out past to Ream. Owen Ream to Morris. All along the baseline, shots up and Dan got it. 5 points for Mason Morris. 18-14. Can't move the lead as Gottman gets it ahead to Brewer between the two circles. Burbridge for three. Bullseye!
Burbridge!
10 points for Evan Burbridge. As Wayne Perkins takes it to the hoop. It's up his shot, missed it, but drew the foul. And let's see, the foul's going to be on. They're going to call it on 34. That's Tyler Frazier, his first. First foul on Tyler Frazier. 41 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Perkins will shoot two. First shot up, got it. First point for Wayne Perkins, 21-15. As Kyle Frazier will check back in, and Preston Brewer will set down. So Perkins, one, looking for two. Shot on the way, missed it, and Kyle Frazier off the rebound to Oliver. Oliver gives it to Burbridge on the right wing, to Oliver, the left wing to Gottman. To Oliver, the right wing to Burbridge. Burbridge cut off on the baseline, had the ball stolen away by Morris. Morris to Hornaday inside. Now wide open three for Ream. In and out, no good. Hornaday put up a shot, rejected by Frazier. And now his outlet to Tyler Frazier, stolen away by Hornaday. Hornaday gets it inside, put up a shot, blocked again by Frazier. Burbridge tried to give it to Gottman and is knocked out of bounds. So Lee Kent basketball out of bounds on the near sideline with 1.8 seconds left to play in the quarter. Yeah, I think a little time ran off as Oliver will put up a shot. No good. That's the end of the first quarter with the score. Kent 21, Hutton County 15. Back in a minute. This is KMM Sports.
Remember how fast you fell for your sweetheart? The only thing that you'll fall faster for is our internet. Never stare at that buffering wheel of horror again. At Nemer, we have internet speeds that you and your family will fall in love with. And with AutoPay as a billing option, you'll never forget to pay a bill again. Sign up for AutoPay today and be entered to win a $50 Visa gift card. To learn more, call our office at 660-874-4111 or visit www.nemr.net today.
Small towns are built upon the support of the people who call them home. When we all work together, there are no limits to what we can achieve. For over two decades, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories has been in the business of lifting more than vehicles. We lift up the people and the programs that unite us. Thanks to your dedication, we're able to support the communities we serve in multiple ways, taking us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, a proud supporter of Putnam County students and athletes.
Welcome back, everybody. Putnam County High School. As we start the second quarter of the boys' game, 21-15, Canton with the lead. And Canton will have the basketball. As Gottman will inbound on the far sideline. Gottman gets it into Burbridge. Burbridge will walk it across the timeline, gives it to Gottman on the left wing. Now Tyler Frazier to high post to Gottman. Burbridge for three out of the corner. Bullseye. 13 points for Evan Burbridge. 9-point Canton lead. Ream gives it to McReynolds. Now a little shot off by Carter Simmons off the baseline. Got it. 2 points for Carter Simmons, 24-17. Canton with the lead in the basketball. Burbridge to Gottman on the deep left wing. Little hook pass to Oliver on the right wing, to Gottman. Now Burbridge in the left corner, brings it out to the left wing, skips it to the right wing to Oliver. Back to the left wing to Burbridge. Another three on the way, bullseye. 16 points for Evan Burbridge. Well, school board shows 13, I show 16. Green will try a three, no good, left is short, Gottman. It's an head to Oliver. Oliver puts it up with the left hand. Got it. Caden Oliver with four. Here comes McReynolds, top of the key for three. Bullseye. Caden McReynolds, it's a three. 29-20. Can't lose the lead. It's Burbridge to the top of the key. Now Gottman on the left wing. Gottman will try a three. Bullseye. Drew Gottman, and now Kyle Fleischman wants a timeout. 6:22 left to play in the first half. It's Camp 32, Putnam County 20, back in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
Putnam County State Bank is your hometown bank, and they take pride in offering their customers all the modern-day conveniences they expect from their financial institution. They offer a complete array of personal, real estate, and agriculture loans with decisions made locally. Putnam County State Bank has a staff that's friendly, confidential, and well-trained. Stop by and see them at Putnam County State Bank in Unionville or Milan. Putnam County State Bank, your hometown bank, member FDIC.
Welcome back, everybody, to Putnam County High School. 32-20, Putnam County with the lead. Putnam County with the basketball as they get it inside to Riediger. Now Tomlin, 15-footer on the way, no good. McReynolds with a rebound. Tomlin puts up a shot, rejected by Frazier. So it's going to be Putnam County basketball, out of bounds underneath their own basket. Owen Ream will trigger. Ream gets it in to Riediger. Riediger lost the ball. Burbridge gets it ahead to Gottman. He'll try another three. No good this time. And Chase Tomlin off with the rebound to Ream. McReynolds back to Ream on the left side of the circle. Out of the left corner, air ball by Tomlin. Out with it comes Burbridge. Burbridge across the timeline. Oliver on the deep right wing to Burbridge between the two circles. Gottman will try another three. Bullseye! 6 points for Drew Gottman. 35-20. Canton with the lead. Ream gives it to Tomlin on the left wing and left corner to Simmons. Simmons to the left wing, looks inside. It's Riediger. Riediger gets it back out to Tomlin. McReynolds. Ream for three. Bullseye! 8 points for Owen Ream. 35-23. Canton with the lead as Burbridge to Gottman, trying to get it inside to Frazier, stolen away, and here comes Riediger, gives it to Ream, off glass, got it. 10 points for Owen Ream. 5-25, little 5-0 run by Putnam County. There's 45 left to play in the first half is Burbridge. Between the two circles to Gottman, to Oliver between the two circles. Oliver, bounce pass to Burbridge on the left wing beyond the arc. Burbridge, high post, Taylor Frazier inside. Kyle Frazier jams at home. 4 points for Kyle Frazier. McReynolds to Carter Simmons for three. No good. Long rebound comes out to Gottman. As Gottman takes it to the right wing, lost it, now picks it back up inside. Taylor Frazier put up a 5-foot jumper, no good. Carter Simmons off of the rebound. McReynolds to Ream, he'll try another three. Bullseye! 13 points for Owen Ream. 37-28. Putnam County on the defense. Canton with the 9-point lead in the basketball. Oliver. Bounce pass. Burbridge on the left wing. Burbridge, dribble top of the key. Lob underneath, hit the top of the backboard. And they're going to give it to Putnam County. As now Cox checks back in. Farrell checks back in. And Brewer checks back in for Canton. And Burbridge checks out. Also, Oliver stays in as Blaine Perkins to the right wing, Doreen. They batted away, and Ream comes away with it. Reverse layup, got it. 15 points for Owen Ream. 7 points. Can't lead with the basketball. Caleb Cox takes it right down the lane, lays it up, and got it. 5 points for Caleb Cox. It's Owen Ream splits into the paint, puts up a little 5-foot jumper, no good. Riediger with the rebound, puts it up, got it. 6 points for Trace Riediger. 2:55 left to play in the first half. 39-32, Canton with the lead as Cox kicks it out to Sparrow for three on the way. No good. Hornaday off the rebound to Perkins. Here comes Putnam County. Blaine Perkins takes it right at Frazier and gets it to Riediger. Riediger walked with it. Turnover as Carter Simmons checks in. Also, McReynolds checks back in. 2:37 left to play in the half. 39-32. Canton with the lead in the basketball. Cox gives it to Oliver between the two circles. Oliver to Cox on the right wing. To Oliver to the left wing, Sparrow. High post, Brewer. Brewer in a double team. Lost the ball. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Preston Brewer. So Putnam with the basketball. Blaine Perkins will bring it across the timeline. To Morris along the baseline. Now Simmons in the left corner. McReynolds top of the key. To Perkins. Perkins gets it inside to Hornaday. Puts up a shot. Missed it, but the rebound put back up and in by Morris. 7 points for Mason Morris. 39-34. Now Canton walked with the basketball. 1:54 left to play in the first half. Putnam County down by five with the basketball. As McReynolds will inbound on their sideline. Gets it to Perkins, back to McReynolds. Bounce fast to Perkins. Perkins takes it right as Frazier puts up the shot, missed it. And the rebound comes off to Cox. Cox takes it to the right wing. Now kicks it to Sparrow out of the left corner. Goes up an air ball. Taken by Cox. Reverse layup, no good. Now Brewer puts it up, no good. And a whistle and a foul. And the foul is going to be on Mason Morris. So Morris picks up his first foul. That'll come from Brewer to the line. He'll shoot two shots. Brewer has two, looking for three. Shots up. In and out, no good. Trace Riediger will check back in. Cooper Hornaday will check out. So Brewer with two, looking for three. Eyes it. Fires it and got it. 3 points for Preston Brewer. 6 point Canton lead, 40-34. 1:30 left to play in the first half. Morris in the left corner. Simmons in the left corner. Simmons gives it back to Morris along the baseline, puts up the shot, missed it, and Cox off the rebound. Caleb Cox off the, brings it across the timeline, pulls up on the right wing in the right corner. Sparrow, now Brewer inside, puts the shot up, missed it. And Brewer will go back to the line to shoot two. The foul's going to be on Trace Riediger, and that's his second. Two fouls on Riediger. 3 points for Preston Brewer, looking for four. Eyes it, fires it, and missed it. Left it short, 105 left to play in the first half. 40-34, Canton with the lead as Brewer. His second free throw on the way, got it. 4 points for Preston Brewer. 7 point Canton lead as Blaine Perkins across the timeline to McReynolds to Perkins. Takes it right at Frazier off glass. Got it. 3 points for Blaine Perkins. Back to 5 point Canton lead as Cox between the two circles to Sparrow. High post to Brewer. Brewer. Out to Sparrow. Sparrow takes it to basket, lays it off glass, and they're going to wave it off. 3 second violation against Canton. So now Ream will check in. Blaine Perkins checks out. Morris checks out. And Tomlin checks back in. 36 seconds left to play in the first half. 41-36, Canton with the lead. Owen Ream with the basketball. Ream across the timeline to Tomlin on the left wing. Bounce past McReynolds. High post, Riediger to Tomlin. Back to Riediger. Gives it out to Ream on the right wing. In the right corner, it goes to Tomlin. Now Ream kicks it back out to McReynolds for three. Bullseye! 6 points for McReynolds. A 2 point Canton lead. 8 seconds. Seven. Cox in the center circle to Sparrow. Sparrow follow a 10-footer, no good. Tip up by Frazier, no good. And that's the end of the first half with the score. 10-41. Putnam County 39. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma in lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-XELJANZ.
Welcome back, everybody, to Putnam County High School. We're at halftime of this boys' game. And Canton leading Putnam County 41-39. Take a look at the first half scoring. First four, Canton. Caleb Cox with 5 points. Evan Burbridge with 16. Zach Sparrow with 2. Preston Brewer with 4. Caden Oliver with 4. Drew Gottman with 6. And Kyle Frazier with 4. For Putnam County, Carter Simmons with 2. Blaine Perkins with 3. Owen Ream with 15 points. Trace Riediger with 6. Raiden McReynolds with 3, and Mason Morris with 7. Canton led 21-15 after one quarter. Putnam outscored Canton 24-20 in the second quarter. Canton leads here at halftime 41-39. Back with more in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Remember how fast you fell for your sweetheart? The only thing that you'll fall faster for is our internet. Never stare at that buffering wheel of horror again. At Nemer, we have internet speeds that you and your family will fall in love with. And with AutoPay as a billing option, you'll never forget to pay a bill again. Sign up for AutoPay today and be entered to win a $50 Visa gift card. To learn more, call our office at 660-874-4111 or visit www.nemr.net today.
Friends, do you enjoy smart financial planning? You can at Putnam County State Bank, located in Unionville and Milan, Missouri. They have the most modern banking services, including mobile banking and remote deposit capture. They also offer a complete array of personal, real estate, and agriculture loans with decisions made locally. Yes, at Putnam County State Bank, they set the pace when it comes to financial planning. Helping is what they do best. Bank with the local folks at Putnam County State Bank in Unionville and Milan, Missouri, member FDIC.
To 70% water. It's what you run on. So when you feel like you're running low, have a glass. Woo! And recharge your body. You're going to drink something, and what you drink is up to you. When you drink water, you drink up.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Putnam County R1 schools are honored to have the opportunity to educate tomorrow's leaders. Citizenship, perseverance, respect, responsibility, and teamwork are all characteristics that they strive to teach their students to be successful in life. Putnam County R1 schools take pride in their students' achievements, whether it's on or off the field. In Putnam County Midget Teams.
Welcome back, everybody, to Putnam County High School. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Putnam County Midget Basketball. I'm your sports leader from Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMM FM Memphis. We're at halftime, the boys' game, and Canton leading Putnam County 41-39. In the girls' game, it was Canton winning their 18th game of the year by defeating Putnam County 62-31, as Canton led in scoring by Nariah Clay with 10 points, Emma Holtz with 12, while Putnam County led by Elise Perkins and Adeline Dickerson with 9 points apiece. Scoring went like this: Canton led 19-5 after one quarter. Both teams scored 12 in the second quarter. Canton led 31-17 at the half. In the third quarter, Canton outscored Putnam 16-9. Canton led 47-26 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, Canton again outscored Putnam 15-5. And Canton wins at 62-31. Canton girls improved to 18-7, while Putnam County girls 11-14. Back with more in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Putnam County R1 schools are honored to have the opportunity to educate tomorrow's leaders. Citizenship, perseverance, respect, responsibility, and teamwork are all characteristics that they strive to teach their students to be successful in life. Putnam County R1 schools take pride in their students' achievements, whether it's on or off the field. In Putnam County Midget Teams.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
You want your news while it's still news, but when you subscribe to your weekly newspaper, it may take several days to receive it by mail. By that time, the next edition is getting ready for publication. That's why the Unionville Republican invites you to subscribe online. Get your local news, sports, and other important features immediately instead of having to wait until the news is no longer the news. For the latest rates and to sign up for an online subscription, go to the Unionville Republican's website at UnionvilleRepublicanOnline.com.
Your team will travel a lot of yards this season. The question is, how much ground are you prepared to cover year-round? Make sure your vehicle is outfitted with the best in OEM and aftermarket parts and accessories. From tires and wheels to lift kits and bumpers, you'll find everything you need to make sure your ride stands out in the crowd. It's time to get jacked up. Visit Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories in Memphis for all your automotive needs. Call 660-328-6634 or visit MayberryFarms.com.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Michigan State.
Welcome back, everybody. Putnam County High School. As we're set to start the second half of this boys' game, Canton leading Putnam County 41-39. And Putnam County will have the basketball to start the third quarter as Chase Tomlin will inbound for the Midgets. It's Tomlin. Now the Cam's going to go, looks like to me, come out man-to-man. As Tomlin looks for somebody. Gets it in to Ream. Ream guarded by Sparrow, and Ream will bring it across the timeline. Finds Riediger out on the left wing, and left corner to Tomlin. To Ream, he'll try a three. No good, airballed it. And Cox comes away with it. As Cox to Burbridge. Burbridge gives it back to Cox between the two circles. Bounce pass to Brewer. Brewer on the right lane. Now Cox tries a three. No good. Frazier with a rebound. Puts it up. No good. And Trace Riediger comes off the rebound. To Perkins. To Ream. Walked with it. Got by with it. Riediger takes it right as Frazier. Puts it up. Me missed a bunny. And Frazier off the rebound. Gets it out to Cox. Cox in the right-hand corner. Burbridge on the right wing, gets it inside to Brewer. Brewer, right in front of the basket, but have a shot, missed it. Riediger comes off with the rebound. Riediger gives it to Owen Ream. Ream across the timeline to Perkins. As Perkins gives it to Tomlin on the left wing. In the left corner goes to Carter Simmons. Simmons inside to Riediger. Riediger takes it right at Frazier, and a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Kyle Frazier, and that's his first. So Ream underneath his own basket to Simmons in the left corner. Now Blaine Perkins back to Ream, gives it inside to Simmons. Back to Ream. He'll try a three. No good. Quick three. Ream goes with a rebound. His put back, no good. But a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Caleb Cox. So Cox picks up his second personal foul. As Trace Riediger with six, looking for seven. Eyes it, fires it, got it. 7 points for Trace Riediger. 6:35 left to play in the third quarter. Riediger, shot on the way, got it. We're tied. We're tied at 41. Here comes Canton. Sparrow brings it across the timeline. Farrell looks for somebody to throw it to. Still looks for somebody. Gives it to Burbridge. Burbridge running 10-footer. Missed it. And Carter Simmons off the rebound. To Ream. Now Perkins. To Tomlin on the left wing. To Perkins. Perkins gives it out. To Ream for three. Bullseye! 18 points for Owen Ream. Farrell takes it to the block. Gets it inside. To Brewer, puts it up, and Brewer walked with it. 44-41, Putnam County, I think. They see maybe the first. They might have. Nope, this is their first lead of the game. 44-41, Perkins to Riediger. Underneath, it goes to Simmons. Missed the shot. And Frazier off the rebound. Outlet pass by knocked away by Simmons. Now they almost stole it again. Cox gets it ahead to Brewer. Reverse layup to Sparrow. Missed it. Dan Simmons off with the rebound to Perkins. It's Perkins. Too much dribbling. Lost it. Now they try to get it ahead to Burbridge. And he let Burbridge too much. He goes out of bounds. Now they're going to bring Caden Oliver in and take Burbridge out. So Burbridge goes sit down. He's a little upset. So Tomlin will inbound to Perkins. Perkins will bring it across the timeline. Gives the ball high post to Riediger. Down on the block it goes to Hornaday, to Ream. To Perkins, Tomlin. Perkins gives it out to Ream for three. On the way, no good. Rebound goes out of bounds and last touch by Putnam County. As Mason Morris will check back in, Chase Tomlin will set down. 5:05 left to play in the third quarter, 44-41. Putnam with the lead. Canton with the basketball. It's Cox. Across the timeline, stolen away by Rehm, and Rehm carried the basketball. So Oliver will have it. Caden Oliver between the two circles. Bounce pass Sparrow on the deep left wing. In the left corner to Oliver. Inside to Brewer. Now ball is knocked away. Goes out of bounds and stays inbounds. And the last touch by Putnam County. Now Canton wants a timeout. 4:40 left to play in the third quarter. It's Putnam County 44 and Canton 41. Back in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
You want your news while it's still news, but when you subscribe to your weekly newspaper, it may take several days to receive it by mail. By that time, the next edition is getting ready for publication. That's why the Unionville Republican invites you to subscribe online. Get your local news, sports, and other important features immediately instead of having to wait until the news is no longer the news. For the latest rates and to sign up for an online subscription, go to the Unionville Republican's website at UnionvilleRepublicanOnline.com.
And back at Putnam County High School, Canton down by three with the basketball. As Caleb Cox, they get it inside to Cox. And it knocked away. Cox is going to inbound, guarded by Rehm. Cox gets it to Sparrow in the right corner. As Sparrow, guarded by Morris. Now inside to Oliver, puts it up and got it. Caden Oliver with 6 points. 44-43, Putnam with the lead in the basketball. As Owen Rehm brings it across the timeline. McReynolds between the two circles to Morris. Morris kicks it out to Rehm on the left wing. Inside to Riediger. Riediger puts it off. Glass got it. 10 points for Trace Riediger. 46-43. Putnam with the lead. Oliver sees an opening. Takes it to the hoop. Lays it up. Got it. Nice move by Caden Oliver. He has 8. 46-45. Putnam with the lead. Rehm tried to kick it out. And it stays in bounds. Now Rehm steps into a three. No good. McReynolds will 5-foot jumper. No good. And Frazier off the rebound. Gets it out to Brewer. Brewer to Cox. Gets it to Sparrow in the left corner. Sparrow put up a shot. He's hammered. Let's see who the foul's going to be on. And they'll call it on Owen Rehm. So Rehm picks up his first foul. They call it on the floor. So Preston Brewer will inbound underneath his own basket. Caden Oliver for three. Bullseye. 11 points for Oliver. Now it's a 2-point Canton lead, 48-46. Rehm gets it to McReynolds. Back to Rehm. Rehm jumps off into the paint off the baseline. Look out for Hornaday. It's a 10-footer. We're tied at 48. 3 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Oliver between the two circles. Sparrow on the left wing. Sparrow to the top of the key. Gives it to Cox. He'll try three. No good. And ready to get off the rebound. Gets it out to McReynolds. McReynolds waits for help. Gives it to Rehm. Rehm on the left wing. Inside to Riediger, kicks it back to McReynolds. Now Rehm will try a three. No good. Ball tipped around. And out with it comes Caleb Cox. As Cox brings it across the timeline and a whistle at a foul. The foul's going to be on Owen Rehm. That's his second. Second foul on Owen Rehm. And Oliver will inbound underneath his own basket. 2:29 left to play. In the third quarter, Trace Riediger will check out, and Cooper Hornaday will check in for the Putnam County Midgets. Sparrow to Oliver in the right corner. Oliver to the right wing. Back to Sparrow between the two circles. As Sparrow to Oliver for three on the way. No good. And Morris high for the rebound. To Owen Rehm. As Rehm will bring it across the timeline, gives it to high post to Hornaday. Morris Cut off on the left baseline. Gets it out to Ream. Now McReynolds for three. Bullseye! 10 points for Braden McReynolds. 3-point Putnam County lead is Cox. Man-to-man defense by Putnam County. Oliver behind the back dribble. Had the ball slapped away by Ream. Picked up by Simmons to Ream. Ream gives it to McReynolds in the right corner, and McReynolds walked with it. 1:39 left to play in the third quarter. 51-48. Under the lead as Sparrow will check out, and Preston Brewer checks back in. So Oliver to Cox on the deep left wing. In the left corner to Oliver. Oliver to the left wing inside the arc. Back to Cox between the two circles. Cox to Brewer. He'll try a three. In and out, no good. Hornaday had it, lost it, but picked up by McReynolds. So Braden McReynolds brings it across the timeline to Ream. Hornaday to Carter Simmons. Now Morris off the baseline. Got it. No. And quarter off the left baseline for Mason Morris, and it's a 5-point Putnam lead. Under a minute left to play in the third quarter. Gottman inside, it goes to Brewer. Brewer puts his shot up and got it. Strong move by Preston Brewer. 6 points for Preston Brewer. 53-50. Putnam with a lead in the basketball as Owen Ream will bring it across the timeline. McReynolds, high post, Hornaday. Three-pointer, oh, left it way short. Shot of air ball from Owen Ream. As Rudiger will check back in, and Hornaday checks out. 31 seconds left to play in the third quarter. 31.1 to be exact. As Caden Oliver will bring it across the timeline. Oliver to Gottman to the top of the key. Now, three-pointer on the way. No good. And off the rebound, Carter Simmons. And a whistle and a foul. And the foul's going to be on Preston Brewer. And that's his second. 20 seconds left to play in the third quarter. It's Carter Simmons. Will inbound against a little pressure. Gets it in to Morris. And Morris brings it across the timeline. Morris to the left wing. Gets it high post to Rüdiger. To Ream, top of the key. Back to Morris on the left wing. Morris kicks it over to McReynolds. He'll try another three. In and out, no good. Frazier to Brewer. Prayer to buzzer, no good. And that's the end of the third quarter with the score. Putnam County 53, Canton 50. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Toilet sneeze. Every flush spews bacteria onto surfaces that little Bobby touches and then spreads to the light switch and everywhere else in the house. Yuck. So Dad uses Microban 24 to help stop the spread. It's the only sanitizing spray with a long-lasting shield that keeps killing 99.9% of bacteria on surfaces for up to 24 hours. Be confident you're protecting your family with Microban 24. Don't just sanitize it, Microban it.
Parenting comes with a lot of questions. At Bye Bye Baby, we're here to help you prep for everything you expected and everything you didn't. Pop by your local store for brands you trust and expert advice. And because we can't wait to meet you, we're giving you extra savings. Text BABY to 42229 for $20 off your in-store purchase of $100 or more. Again, text BABY to 42229 for $20 off your in-store purchase of $100 or more. Bye Bye Baby. Welcome to parenthood.
8 minutes left to play in this boys' game. Putnam County leading Canton 53-50. And arrow points toward Canton. So Canton will have the basketball to start the fourth quarter. It's been close all the way. As Gottman will inbound to Oliver. Oliver brings it across the timeline. Gives it to Caleb Cox. Now inside the Brewer on the right side of the circle to Cox. On the right baseline. Now Brewer on the right wing to Cox. To Gottman, top of the key. Inside to Brewer. Brewer lost the handle on the basketball. Stole away by Rüdiger to Perkins. Plays it up. Got it. Wayne Perkins with five. And it's 55-50. Putnam with the lead. Oliver dribbles in a double team and out of it. Out pops the Brewer top of the key. Brewer gets the ball to Gottman on the right wing around the top of the key. Gottman splits the double team and a whistle and a foul. And it was on the floor, so there'll be a non-shooting foul. Foul's going to be on Braden McReynolds, and that's his third. So three fouls on McReynolds. Gottman will inbound on the near, on the far sideline for Cannon. Gets it to Oliver. Oliver between the two circles. Oliver gives it to Gottman on the deep left wing. Gottman to Cox on the right wing. Back to Gottman. Try to get inside to Brewer. A whistle and a foul. And the foul's going to be on Mason Morris. So Morris picks up his second personal foul. That's the fourth team foul against Putnam County. Brewer will get the ball into Oliver. Now Cox for three. No good. And off the rebound is Morris. Morris takes it to the hoop. Puts it up. No good. Rebound. Tipped around. Out with it comes Oliver. We'll go the other way. Cox tried to get it inside to Frazier. Threw it too high. Riediger will take it right to the hoop. Lays it up. Missed it. And the foul's going to be on Kate Oliver. I believe Trace Riediger lucky he didn't get the offensive foul on that one. So Kate Oliver picks up his first foul. Riediger at the line. He has 10, looking for 11. Shots up. Got it. 11 points for Trace Riediger. Caleb Cox will set down. Cox Farrell checks back in for Canton. 56-50. It's Riediger. 11 looking for 12. Shots up. Got it. Well, that's 11 for Trace Riediger. Oh, that's 12. So Sparrow on the far sideline. Gives it to Gottman between the two circles and a double team. Now whistle and a foul. As I think McReynolds got one in the nose. The foul's going to be on Wayne Perkins. That's his second. So Gottman will inbound on the near sideline. Gets it to Oliver. Back to Gottman on the wing. Gets it inside to Brewer. Puts up the shot. Blocked by Hornaday. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Canton basketball. As Brewer slaps the basketball, looks for somebody. Gets it to Oliver for three on the way. Airballed it. And Hornaday comes away with it. Batted around, picked up by Riediger to Perkins. And now, an official timeout. What have we got? As they were trying to let Owen Ream back in the ball game. I don't know whether there's blood on the floor or what. I think that's what he said. Somebody got a nosebleed, and I think McReynolds got an elbow in the nose a while ago. So Putnam County's going to have the basketball out of bounds on the near sideline. Owen Ream to trigger. Gets it to Blaine Perkins. Perkins gets it inside to Riediger. Riediger puts a shot up, and it was blocked by Frazier. Taken by Oliver. Oliver takes it to the hoop, puts up the shot, missed it. But Frazier comes away with it. Sparrow for three on the way. No good. And Owen Ream off the rebound. As Ream gets it back to Perkins. High post Riediger. Thomas back to Riediger. Now Ream backs over the right wing. Riediger right side of the circle. Tomlin had the pass battled away by Brewer, picked up by Oliver. As Oliver takes it down in the paint, gives it to Brewer off glass, missed it. And Hornaday comes off the rebound, picked up by Gottman. He'll try a three, no good. And a whistle and a foul. It's a dead ball foul. I think it's going to be on Tomlin. So Chase Tomlin picks up his first foul. as Canton wants a timeout. 5:22 left to play in the ball game. Putnam County 57, Canton 50. Back in a minute. This is KNM Sports.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
And 5:22 left to play in the ball game. Putnam County 57, Canton 50, and Canton will inbound. Underneath it on basket, Caden Oliver looks for somebody. Kicks it out to Cox on the left wing. Now dribbles to the top of the key. Backs off between the two circles. Cox down the right lane. Kicks off in the right corner. It's Oliver for three. No good. And Tyler Frazier had the rebound. Pass stolen away by Rain. Puts the shot up. No good. Tip up by Perkins was good, but it won't count as the foul is going to be on. Who are they going to call that on? 35. I think they call that on. Well, the first shot by Ream is up. It's good. He has 19 points. So I think they said 40-something, 42. Next shot up, no good. As the foul was on Drew Gottman. And now Caden Oliver lost a handle on the basketball and a whistle of foul. The foul's going to be on Oliver. That's his second. 5 minutes left to play in the ballgame. 58-50. Putnam County's biggest lead of the ballgame. Burbridge checks in. Brewer's going to check back in. Gottman checks out. And Kyle Frazier will check out. Little pressure. It's going to be man-to-man for Canton. Inbound pass to Blaine Perkins. Perkins will bring it across the timeline. Sees an opening. Goes down the lane. Whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Caden Oliver. That's three fouls on Oliver. And 17 fouls. Seven team fouls against Canton. So Blaine Perkins will go to the line. He has 5 points, shooting 1-1. First shot up, got it. 6 points for Blaine Perkins. 59-50. 4:52 left to play in the game. As Perkins eyes it, fires it, and missed it. And Oliver off the rebound. Gets it ahead to Burbridge. Burbridge on the left wing. Oliver between the two circles. Gives it to Brewer on the right wing. Now pass inside, and Ream got it. Jump ball already in possession, stays with Canton. So Brewer will inbound underneath his own basket. Preston Brewer gets it in to Tyler Frazier, top of the key. Back to Brewer on the left wing. Brewer running 10-footer, no good. And Riediger came off the rebound. Lost it out of bounds, so it'll leave Brewer to inbound for Canton underneath his own basket. 4:33 left to play in the game. 59-50. Brewer puts up the shot, blocked by Hornaday. And out with it comes Riediger. Throwing Ream. As Ream gives it to Perkins. Perkins will take it to the hoop, lays it up, got it. 8 points for Blaine Perkins. 11 points. Putnam County lead. 4 minutes left to play. Caleb Cox gets it out to Brewer for three. No good. Tyler Frazier. Now another three. Bullseye. That was by Burbridge, and he has 19 points. First points in the second half. Perkins. Dribble drive in the right wing. Kicks it out to Hornaday. Now to Ream. 15-footer on the way. Got it. 21 points. 4-0 Ream. 10-point Putnam lead. As Cox tried to split a double team. And a whistle and a foul. Okay, it's going to be Owen Ream picked up the foul. That's his third. And Caleb Cox will go to the line. He'll shoot a 1-1. He has 5, looking for 6, and got it. 6 points for Caleb Cox. 3:34 left to play. Putnam on top, 63-54. Cox, second free throw, got it. 7 points for Caleb Cox. Braced here by Canton. Riediger will inbound to Ream. As Ream brings it down the far sideline. Kicks it over to Tomlin. Tomlin puts it up, got it. There's Tomlin with 2. 10-point Putnam County lead as Cox to Oliver. Back to Cox. Cox, free throw line, running 15-footer, no good. And Perkins off the rebound. Perkins takes it right to the paint, puts up the shot, missed it, and Brewer off the rebound. As Brewer had the ball slapped away, but picks it back up to Oliver to the top of the key. Now Burbridge for 3, no good. Riediger off the rebound and a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Caleb Cox. Zach Sparrow gets set to check back in. 2:52 left to play in the game. And McReynolds has a bandage on his nose, so I know he got poked in the nose a while ago. So Riediger will be back to the line. I didn't hear who got the foul. So Riediger has 12, looking for 13. Shots up, missed it. When Simmons had the rebound, lost it. Picked up by Cox. Takes it to the right wing. Oliver top of the key. Sparrow on the right wing, or left wing. Now back to Oliver on the left side of the circle. Sparrow drives the baseline, puts up his shot, missed it. And Carter Simmons off the rebound. Gets it out to Ream. Ream slips a double team. Now pass underneath to Riediger. And we've got a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on 14. Ream picks up his 4th foul. So 4 fouls on Owen Ream. 2:25 left to play in the game. 10-point, Putnam lead. Cox takes it to the dotted line, puts up the shot, missed it. And the foul may be on Carter Simmons. Let's wait and see. Nope, going to call it on Trace Riediger, and that's his 3rd. So 3 fouls on Riediger. And Caleb Cox will go to the line to shoot a pair. He has 7, looking for 8. So Cox eyes it, fires it, got it. 8 points for Caleb Cox. So Owen Ream's going to set down. McReynolds will check back in. Cox was 8, looking for 9. Shots up, got it. 9 points for Cox, and Canton wants a timeout. 2:19 left to play in the ball game. Putnam County 65, Canton 57, back in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
Remember how fast you fell for your sweetheart? The only thing that you'll fall faster for is our internet. Never stare at that buffering wheel of horror again. At Nehmer, we have internet speeds that you and your family will fall in love with. And with AutoPay as a billing option, you'll never forget to pay a bill again. Sign up for AutoPay today and be entered to win a $50 Visa gift card. To learn more, call our office at 660-874-4111 or visit www.nemr.net today.
2:19 left to play in the ball game. It's Putnam County 65, Canton 57, and Putnam County will inbound the basketball against pressure by Canton. Riediger looks for somebody, gets it into Blaine Perkins. As Perkins tried to split a double team, And now Canton calls a timeout as Preston Brewer fell on the basketball. And now one of the other officials. Okay, so Canton called a timeout. 2:14 left to play in the ball game. 65-57, Putnam County up by 8. Back in a minute. This is KMM Sports.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis, or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
Caden Oliver inbounds to Burbridge in the right corner for three, in and out, no good. And a rebound goes out of bounds, last touch by Caden Oliver. 2:09 left to play. 8-point Putnam lead. Placed here by Canton. As Riediger gets it into McReynolds. Bounce pass back to Perkins. Perkins splits a triple team and a whistle and a foul. The foul may be on. It's going to be on Caden Oliver. So that's three. According. Yep, three fouls on Oliver, and Perkins at the line to shoot a 1-1. First shot up, it's no good. Riediger, the rebound, put back, no good over Brewer. Now Brewer with the rebound, hits the deck, and a whistle and a foul. As Kyle Fleischman wanted a jump ball, but they're going to get a foul on Trace Riediger, and that's his fourth. And on that's 10 team fouls against Putnam County. And at the line will be Preston Brewer. He has six, looking for seven. He'll shoot a pair. First shot on the way, got it. 7 points for Preston Brewer. 1:58 left to play. 65-58. Putnam with the lead as Brewer. Seven, looking for eight. Shots up. Got them both. 8 points for Preston Brewer. Canton backs off the press. Now they steal the ball from McReynolds. Burbridge to Brewer. And a whistle and a foul. And the foul is going to be on Blaine Perkins. So Perkins picks up the foul. That's his third. And Brewer will go back to the line. He'll shoot two more. Yes, eight, looking for nine. Shots up, got it. 9 points for Preston Brewer. Blaine checks back in. Blaine Perkins checks out. It's now 5 point Putnam lead. Yes, Brewer eyes it, fires it, and got it. 10 points for Preston Brewer. As McReynolds will bring it across the timeline and stolen away by Oliver. Now almost stolen back by Rain. Burbridge for three. No good. Ready to go. The rebound. Brewer took it away. Put it back over there. 12 points for Brewer. Now it's like a 6-0 run for Canton. As we got a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Caden Oliver. So that's four on Oliver. And Owen Ream will go to the line, and he'll shoot two shots. Both teams in the double bonus. 21 points for Ream. As now, do we have I'm letting go to foul out. Caleb Cox. No, Frazier's going to check in. Kyle Frazier checks in, and he's going to check out. I had him for five, but scoreboard only shows, so that's right. Well, now they're saying Caleb Cox just fouled out. I had him for five all ago. The scoreboard said one less than I had. So Ream, first shot up, got it. 22 points for Owen Ream. 66-63 is Ream with 22, looking for 23 and got it. 23 points for Owen Ream. Back to a 4-point. Putnam County lead is Caleb Cox. Brings it across the timeline. Sees an opening the basket, picks up the shot. Missed it, but threw the foul. So Caleb Cox will go to the line. He'll shoot a pair. He has 9, looking for 10. Can't stand in this ball game at the free throw line. So Cox, first shot up, missed it. 1:26 left to play. 67-63, Putnam County with the lead. As Cox, second free throw, it's good. 10 points for Caleb Cox. 3-point Putnam lead. As McReynolds gets it to Ream. Ream will bring it across the timeline, a whistle of a foul. The foul's going to be on Burbridge. So second foul on Burbridge. So Owen Ream again will go to the line. He'll shoot a pair. First shot up, got it. 24 points for Owen Ream. Now Tomlin goes to up on the line. They get Riediger back away from foul trouble. Ream second free throw, got it. 25 points for Owen Ream. 69-64, Cox against Frazier. Loose ball now stolen away and put up by McReynolds. It goes down and counts and he's fouled. Foul's going to be on Caleb Cox. His third. And at the line will go Braden McReynolds. He has 13. 1:09 left to play. Now Putnam County's extended their lead to 71-64. And McReynolds shot up, no good. Chase Tomlin with the rebound. McReynolds gets it to Ream and threw it away. Threw it out of bounds. So it'll be Canton basketball down by 7, 71-64. Burbridge to Brewer for 3, airballed it. And Riediger comes out with it to Ream. As Ream gets across the timeline, and now Carter Simmons has it in the right corner, and he's fouled by Brewer, stops the clock with 50 seconds. Foul's going to be on Preston Brewer, and that's his third. Gottman gets set to check back in. Carter Simmons will go to the line to shoot a pair. He has 2, looking for 3. Shots up. Got it. 3 points for Carter Simmons. 8-point Putnam County lead. Gottman will check in, and Kyle Frazier will check out. So Simmons with 3, looking for 4. Eyes it, fires it, missed it, and rebound comes out to McReynolds. McReynolds just saves it, gets it to Simmons in the right corner, and again he's fouled, this time by Gottman. And now we have a Canton player on the floor, and it may be Preston Brewer. As they went after a loose ball, both of them trying to steal the ball, yep, Preston Brewer maybe just hopefully had the wind knocked out of him. They help him up, and he's walking off the court under his own power. So Carter Simmons has 3 points, and he'll shoot two shots. 42 seconds left to play. 8 point Putnam County lead, 72-64. First shot up, got it. 4 points for Carter Simmons. 9 point Putnam County lead, 73-64. Simmons' second one up, got them both. 5 points for Carter Simmons. Back to a 10-point Putnam County lead. Here comes Cox across the timeline. High post goes to Sparrow. Now Burbridge puts one up. He has 21 points. Dan Canton calls the timeout. 32 seconds left to play. Putnam County 74, Canton 66. And I'll be back in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
Small towns are built upon the support of the people who call them home. When we all work together, there are no limits to what we can achieve. For over two decades, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories has been in the business of lifting more than vehicles. We lift up the people and the programs that unite us. Thanks to your dedication, we're able to support the communities we serve in multiple ways, taking us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, a proud supporter of Putnam County students and athletes.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Back at Putnam County, Owen Ream in the backcourt. Try to get the ball to McReynolds, and a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Zach Sparrow. So Sparrow picks up his second personal foul. And Trace Rediger, I think, will go to the line. No, it'll be Braden McReynolds. So McReynolds with 13 points, looking for 14. 26 seconds left to play. First shot up, got it. 14 points, Braden McReynolds. 75-66 as McReynolds eyes it, fires it, and got it. 15 points, Braden McReynolds. Back to a 10-point Putnam lead as Caleb Cox across the timeline. Cox dribbles into a double team. Now Gottman will fire a three. In and out, no good. Rediger eyes for the rebound to Ream. Ream trying to get it to Rediger. Stolen away by Tyler Frazier. Put up a shot. Missed it. But drew the foul. The foul's going to be on Braden McReynolds as McReynolds picks up his fourth foul with 8 seconds left to play. So Tyler Frazier will go to the line. He'll shoot. Two shots, looks for his first points of the ball game. As Frazier eyes it, fires it, and got it. First points for Tyler Frazier. Makes it 76-67. As Frazier, one, looking for two. Eyes it, fires it, and God didn't get it. And Sparrow off the rebound. Cox for three, on the way, no good. Rediger off the rebound. And they'll just hold on to it, and that's the ball game as Putnam County defeats Canton 76-67. Back to wrap all this up in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Putnam County State Bank is your hometown bank, and they take pride in offering their customers all the modern-day conveniences they expect from their financial institution. They offer a complete array of personal, real estate, and agriculture loans with decisions made locally. Putnam County State Bank has a staff that's friendly, confidential, and well-trained. Stop by and see them at Putnam County State Bank in Unionville or Milan. Putnam County State Bank, your hometown bank, member FDIC.
Remember how fast you fell for your sweetheart? The only thing that you'll fall faster for is our internet. Never stare at that buffering wheel of horror again. At Nemer, we have internet speeds that you and your family will fall in love with. And with AutoPay as a billing option, you'll never forget to pay a bill again. Sign up for AutoPay today and be entered to win a $50 Visa gift card. To learn more, call our office at 660-874-4111 or visit www.nemr.net today.
Friends, do you enjoy smart financial planning? You can at Putnam County State Bank, located in Unionville and Milan, Missouri. They have the most modern banking services, including mobile banking and remote deposit capture. They also offer a complete array of personal, real estate, and agriculture loans with decisions made locally. Yes, at Putnam County State Bank, they set the pace when it comes to financial planning. Helping is what they do best. Bank with the local folks at Putnam County State Bank in Unionville and Milan, Missouri. Member FDIC. Putnam County R1 schools are honored to have the opportunity to educate tomorrow's leaders. Citizenship, perseverance, respect, responsibility, and teamwork are all characteristics that they strive to teach their students to be successful in life. Putnam County R1 schools take pride in their students' achievements, whether it's on or off the field, in Putnam County midget teams.
Your team will travel a lot of yards this season. The question is, how much ground are you prepared to cover year-round? Make sure your vehicle is outfitted with the best in OEM and aftermarket parts and accessories. From tires and wheels to lift kits and bumpers, you'll find everything you need to make sure your ride stands out in the crowd. It's time to get jacked up. Visit Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories in Memphis for all your automotive needs. Call 660-328-6634 or visit MayberryFarms.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Putnam County High School, it's a final as the Putnam County Midgets win their 16th game of the year by defeating Canton 76-67. Taking a look at the scoring first four, Putnam County. Carter Simmons with 5 points, Blaine Perkins with 8. Chase Tomlin with 2, Owen Ream with 25, Trace Riediger with 12, Braden McReynolds with 15, Dan Mason Morris with 9. For Canton, Caleb Cox with 10 points, Evan Burbridge with 21, Zach Sparrow with 2, Preston Brewer with 12, Tyler Frazier with 1, Caden Oliver with 11, Drew Gottman with 6, and Kyle Frazier with 4 points. Canton led 21-15 after one quarter, but now scored Canton 24-20 in the second quarter. Canton led 41-39 at the half. In the third quarter, Putnam now scored Canton 14-9. Putnam led 53-50 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, Putnam now scored Canton 23-17, and Putnam County wins it 76-67. Putnam County improves to 16-10, Canton 13-12. In the girls' game, it was Canton winning their 18th game of the year by defeating Putnam County 62-31. Canton girls led in scoring by Nariah Clay with 10 points, Emma Holtz with 12, while Putnam County led by Elise Perkins and Adeline Dickerson with 9 points apiece. Canton jumped out 19-5 after one quarter. Both teams scored 12 in the second quarter, and Canton led 31-17 at the half. In the third quarter, Canton outscored Putnam 16-9. Canton led 47-20. Canton led 47-26 after three. In the fourth quarter, Canton again outscored Putnam 15-5, and Canton girls win it 62-31. Canton improves to 18-7, while Putnam County falls to 11-14. So it was a Canton, Putnam County sweep tonight here in Unionville. Again, the girls' game. Canton wins it 62-31. Canton improves to 18-7. Putnam County 11-14. In the boys' game, Putnam County over Canton 76-67. As Putnam led in scoring by Owen Ream with 25, Trace Riediger with 12, Braden McReynolds with 15, while Canton led by Caleb Cox with 10, Evan Burbridge with 21. Preston Brewer with 12, and Caden Oliver with 11. As Putnam County improves to 16-10, Canton 13-12. Tune in tomorrow night. More high school basketball for you on KMM. As I'll be at Cahokia, Clark County will host the Macon Tigerettes and Tigers. I'll be on the air from Clark County High School just before 6. For producer Mark Denny from Putnam County High School, I'm Donnie Middleton. See you soon.
Thanks very much, Donnie. Great job as always. Tonight's contest with Putnam County and Canton have been brought to you by these Putnam County sports sponsors. Mayberry Farms and Truck Accessories. They're located just north of Memphis. Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company. Putnam County R1 Schools. Putnam County State Bank, member FDIC, and by the Unionville Republican. It's been good to be back in the air chair again tonight. For Donnie Middleton, I'm Mark Denny. Enjoy the rest of your evening, everybody.